Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Oh, it is a gift. Can we just take a moment to realize that we're alive, and that in itself is a miracle? And we woke up to life today, and that is a gift. And now we get to live our lives today. Let us live them fully alive, with eyes wide open, soaking it in, enjoying all God has blessed us with. Grr. Wow, we have so many blessings, don't we? It is just ridiculous, the blessings we wake up to every day and go through life so fast, we fail to even recognize them most of the times. But we recognize it today, what a gift it is. I am honored to get to start this day with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is The Trajectory of Choices. You and I are on a journey. Our entire lifetime is a journey. We're never staying the same. Everything is always changing. Even when we feel stuck, life is moving on and we're on a path to somewhere. At the end of the day, I like to give myself perspective by asking, Pamela, if you repeated today's decisions every day for the next 5 years, where would your life be? What if you asked yourself that question at the end of this day? Ah, the gift of perspective to see your own trajectory. If you repeated today's decisions every day for 5 years, where would your life be? The Bible talks about trajectory, the direction we're going. And it tells us there are two ways and we should choose wisely. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, God says, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. And you see, then God gives us free will to choose our path in life. He says, I've given you life. I have great plans for you. But you choose for yourself how you want to live. This is up to you. I know personally, I've chosen wrong a few times. Sometimes out of defiance, but typically it's out of habit. Somewhere along the way, I just stopped thinking about why I do what I do, and I created a rut. I repeated the same actions over and over again, never stopping to question where my actions were taking me. That's a rut. And the thing about a rut is, it's hard to see where you're going. As you dig in deeper with repeated actions, you go a little deeper and things get a little darker, and you no longer have a vision for where you're going. My ruts were once financial ruts. I became accustomed to buying it because I wanted it, certain I would somehow magically have the money to pay for it at some future date when life all worked out. Yeah, just charge it. We're going to be able to pay for it some point in the future. Whew, what a rut. My ruts were health as I grew lazy and didn't take the medication the doctor said would save my life. I played Russian roulette with my own future and I hid it from everyone. My ruts were my self-confidence as I ate the entire bag of chips. I drank another Diet Coke and I snuck the brownies in the closet. I felt like crap. One, because I was eating like crap, but two, because I couldn't stand the person I saw in the mirror. Ruts come in all forms. They are grooves that we wear, and they rob us of our vision. We dig in deeper and life grows darker and we just keep doing the same old thing because it's what is easy and what is familiar. Ruts look like habits that wreak havoc in our lives while they seduce us into believing just one more time it's okay. Ruts look like shame and guilt and regret as we feel powerless to change directions. Down here in the ruts of life is where the enemy works on our mind. He convinces us that we will never change. He tells us there's nothing more for us. He taunts you with reminders of your shortcomings and wrong choices as if you're broken and incapable of a different direction. But I've said it once and I'll say it again. The devil is a liar. Why are you entertaining his lies? Why are you allowing your mind to be filled with his nonsense? Understand where that guilt and shame comes from. That's straight from hell, and your ruts are just digging you closer to it. God has set before you today a choice: life or death, prosperity or destruction. The enemy is rooting hard for destruction. But please know, the creator of the universe, the Lord of Lords, God Almighty, is personally rooting for your prosperity. He is leaning in and watching you close, just hoping today you choose the right path. He's been desperately waiting to guide you out of that rut and onto the path that leads you to the life he created you for. But you first have to choose it. God's not into magically teleporting you onto the right path. Nope. But he sure is into guiding you, that seeking soul, out of a rut and onto the right path. God doesn't wipe away our financial debt the moment we want out of it. He doesn't make that extra 50 pounds just poof, disappear. He doesn't magically fix our relationships overnight. He doesn't rescue us from the mess we've created without getting some of it on us. But he is faithful to give us the strength to work right alongside him and get our lives back on that path that takes us to the good plans he prepared for us. But if you're like me, you like to pretend that everything is okay. Somehow it's all going to work out. That's what they call faith, right? Oh, but how dangerous it is to continue in our rut, assuming somehow it's going to fix itself. No, honey. Continuing harmful habits, neglecting your responsibility, and avoiding the truth isn't faith. That's stupid. Has the enemy been wrecking your life in your own stupidity? Are you heading straight to destruction if you keep making the same choices that you made yesterday? Where is the path you're on leading you? The path of destruction or the path of prosperity? Destruction is where all the good God has planned for you can never happen. Is that the path you're on? The path where all the good God has for you, prepared for you, waiting for you, available for you, planned for you, it can never happen. That's destruction. It's where you're stuck in a life far short of what you were created for. It's where you feel powerless and hopeless to change the things that need to change. And so you just surrender, you give in, and you give up. You settle for what there is instead of what there could be. You buy into the lie that you're simply not good enough, you're no longer worthy, and this is just how life will be. Remember yesterday we talked about like generational curses and strongholds? That's what they look like. That's exactly what it looks like. You buy into this lie that no one has ever been good enough in your family. No one could ever break free. You're not worthy either. And this is just how your life is going to be because it's how it's always been. That is a lie. And that's the path to destruction. But there's also a path to prosperity. Prosperity is where you grow and you get better. It's where you make a decision, a daring decision to step into the big life you were created for and stop giving up on yourself. It's where you partner with God in action and in attitude, and you do everything you can to live up to your potential. This is where you buy into the truth that you were created for more, you are capable of more, and you are worthy of more. Jesus teaches us about the two paths in Matthew 7, 13, and 14. He says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. There are many destructive choices you could make today. They're the easy choices. Buy it because you want it, eat it because it looks good, say it because you feel it, and make sure you check in often with your feelings as your guide. And honey, if you don't feel like doing it, just don't do it. And with that, you dig deeper and deeper, never seeing where you're going. Where you're going is destruction. You're going to a dark place where at the end of the day, you don't feel good. And at the end of the road, you don't even recognize yourself anymore. That is the popular choice today. Most will be choosing what's easiest. But God is speaking clearly to you right now, isn't he? That little conviction, that holy conviction you got going on. And he's urging you to look at where the path is leading. You were never created to journey on a dark rut. You were created for a narrow road that leads to life. And that narrow road is paved with one right choice after another. It's not easy. You will have to deny your feelings and choose faith. Faith that God has more for you than a life of doubt and debt. More than a life of shame and shiitake mushrooms, if you know what I'm saying. More than a life of misery and barely making it through. Girl, you were created for so much more. So much more that it would blow your mind. Get yourself on the right path. Start today. Where are your choices leading you? What's the trajectory of your life? Can you see it? If you keep doing what you're doing every day for the next 5 years, where will you be? God has a path of prosperity available to you. A way that leads you to getting better, doing better, living better. Don't be tricked by that big old broad path of destruction where so many people are hanging out. Don't be tricked into walking that path because it's what you've always done, because it's easier, or because it just feels good, tastes good, or looks good right now. Look ahead. Where is it leading you? Don't be fooled. Imagine examining every step you take today, every choice you make with the trajectory question. Where is this taking me? Is this leading me to life or death? Is this helping me create the life I want or not? Is this digging the rut deeper or raising me up out of it? Is this leading to destruction or prosperity? Because God has prosperity in mind for you. The enemy has destruction. Which one are you choosing? May we just choose better today. Look up, my sister. Where are you going? Where is this leading to you? And is it where you want to go? Is that what God has for you? What if we could just choose better today? And what if we just asked God? God is so faithful. If we ask for help, he'll give it to us. What if we just ask him to help us see where our choices are leading us and help us to choose better today? What if that's our prayer? Could I guide you in that today? So simple. And God is so excited to help us when we ask. Join me now. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have chosen to give us life today. We receive this day today, the only day we have. It's just one day. It's all we have today. We receive it as the gift that it truly is. And we promise to live it better today. Lord, would you help us to see where our choices are taking us? Would you help us to see the trajectory of our relationships and our health and our finances? Where are our choices taking us? Is it where we want to be? Is it leading us to the life that you have planned for us? Is it leading to destruction or is it leading to prosperity? Lord, would you just open our eyes and help us to see the trajectory of our choices? And God, would you just help us to choose better today? Help us to choose better in our thoughts. Help us to choose better in our words. Help us to choose better in our actions. Help us to choose better in what we eat and the people that we hang out with and the things that we do. Lord, help us to choose better today. If there's anyone listening today that's in a deep, dark rut and they just can't see their way out of it, God, I pray that you would lift their eyes up to you today. And you would help them get out of that rut. One choice at a time, God, I pray that you would fill them with hope that it is possible. Lord, I pray that today would be the day that they make choices towards prosperity and getting out of that rut. Strengthen them today. Give them courage to take the next step, God, and bring an army of people around them to love them and encourage them and show them the next step after that. I thank you, God, for everyone you have brought here to hear this today. I thank you for speaking to us individually. Please convict us. Show us where we can do better, God. That's what we want. I ask for your provision for today and your protection over our families. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to live. In the name of Jesus, amen. I am so glad that you pressed play today. I truly am, and I pray that God spoke just so clear, so loud to you. And I pray that it just continually comes back to you throughout the day. Where is this choice leading you? Is it where you want to go? Is this destruction? Is this prosperity? Choose the path. Choose well. Just choose better. Have a beautiful day of life. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.